MLS interview, women's Euros preseason shockers on U.S. soil, and more coming up right here on the World Soccer Report.
It is time for the Rowdies Rundown and World Soccer Report with Buster DeLay as we go over all of what's happening in the world of soccer. And here is your host, Buster DeLay.
And welcome to the World Soccer Report. Excited for that interview I talked about? Well, it's coming up in a few minutes. Be sure to stick around for the down low on the women's Euros as well. Now, we start with the Rowdies Rundown. Returning to home in Al Lang, the Green and Gold hosted Atlanta United 2. This team they are facing is dangerous because all their young players are looking to make an impression on the MLS side. The player I interview in a few minutes did just that. Atlanta looked dangerous on the counterattack, however, they were seeming nervous when the Rowdies were pressing them. However, that counterattack paid off when Atlanta's Darwin Mateus latched onto a through ball and chipped it over CJ Cochran, off the post, and into the net. Want to see beautiful goals like this live? Well, check out my World Soccer Report Instagram. That's at World Soccer Report, all one word, where you can see live updates of the action. Missed the live updates? I post some of the highlights on that account, so check it out and take your pick on which game to view. Following the Darwin Mateus goal, Steven Dos Santos latched onto a mishap in the Atlanta defense and nestled the ball into the corner past Justin Garces. Soon, Dos Santos was on the prowl again as he headed in the Rowdies' second and his second of the night following a Leo Fernandez cross. Leo Fernandez would end up being the man to extend the Rowdies' lead from the penalty spot for his 11th goal of the season in the second half. Game, set, and match, green and gold. On to Indy 11 next weekend, which takes me into a quick transfer the Rowdies made recently. Nicky Law has joined the Rowdies from Indy 11, while the Rowdies have traded fan favorite Juan Tejada to the club to play alongside the likes of Stefano Pino, Manuel Arteaga, and Solomon Asante. Thank you for everything, Juan. Here in the USA, many teams from the top 5 leagues in Europe have kicked off their preseason games against some of the top MLS performers. Bayern Munich destroyed DC United, with Sadio Mane scoring his first Bayern goal from the penalty spot, and Matthijs de Ligt scoring his first goal as well right after halftime. Two Leon United graduates, Skage Leyland and Ted Kudipietro, scored for DC United. Chelsea were defeated by Charlotte FC 5-3 on penalties after a late penalty in normal time took the new MLS talents into the shootout. Arsenal defeated rivals Chelsea 4-0 in Orlando as Gabriel Jesus scored yet another goal to add up his delectable preseason tally. Erling Braut Haaland scored his first Manchester City goal to defeat Bayern Munich in Wisconsin. You waited, and now is the time. Joining me today is Jackson Conway. Jackson has made 12 appearances for MLS club Atlanta United, scoring 2 goals in his tenure with the club. He also stars for USL Championships Atlanta United 2, and here he is.
With Jackson Conway, forward number 36 for Atlanta United 2. Now, Jackson, you played with the MLS squad a lot. I was just talking to a Johnny Fortune, who just signed a deal to break into the MLS squad, and you did break into it when they were Joseph Martinez was injured. They were bringing you in, and you were banging in some goals as well. Absolute baller in the MLS level. What was that like?
Yeah, no, it was a big step in my career. I think I was ready for it because I had a good season prior in the USL. So I think the club could count on me for that opportunity, and you know, I made the most out of it. And yeah, I mean, Joseph's a good player, so to be his backup's a true opportunity that I must take. So. Glad I did.
And what was it like playing in the Mercedes-Benz Stadium? Absolutely unreal environment with the fans cheering you on. Upwards of 70,000 in some games. What was that like?
Oh, yeah, it was incredible. Sometimes you can't even hear yourself think. You know, you need your teammates around you to kind of help settle the nerves a little bit. And, you know, once you get your first couple touches, everything's kind of good and settles you down a little bit. But, yeah, no, it's awesome playing in front of friends and family, and true blessing. You know, it's what us young players look up to and look forward to in our careers. So,
and what was the step up like moving from playing against USL Championship defenders, moving into experienced veterans in the MLS?
Yeah, no, it's a lot different than you think. You know, USL is a lot more physical. You look at MLS players; they're a little more tactical. They kind of read you in certain ways, different ways. They don't necessarily lean towards their physicality and all that stuff, but no, I mean, look, the American leagues are growing, and you know, the MLS is getting bigger and bigger, so you know, players are getting better. You see all these players coming over from Europe and all that stuff. So the league's growing, you know, the players are getting better. So everyone's getting better.
And finally, do you want to say anything about that goal you scored here a couple seasons ago at Al Lang? Absolute worldie. I saw it when I wasn't at the stadium, but I remember hearing about it and seeing it when it went in on highlights. And that's when I really started paying attention to your name.
Oh, yeah. No. That was definitely one of the best goals of my career. Like I said, glad it was at this stadium in front of these fans. Good opportunity. I don't know what the score of that was, so I don't remember. But yeah, one of the best goals of my career so far. So
that was Jackson Conway, forward number 36 for Atlanta United. One of the nicest people I have ever met. Thank you, Jackson. Come back here next week for another interview, this time with a U.S. Open Cup and Union Omaha star. Stay tuned. Next up, the Women's Euros. The quarterfinals were very, very exciting. England defeated Spain in extra time following Georgia Stanway's extra time strike. Germany defeated Austria 2-0, while it took a 92nd minute winner from the center back Linda Sjöbrant for Sweden to down Belgium. With one of the players to watch, Marie-Antoinette Katoto, being injured, France pulled off a very narrow win over the Netherlands following Yves Perisset's penalty. If I had to predict it at this point, it's always hard to do it early, but I think France had my money. I could easily see England making a competition out of it, but France are so strong and they have so much versatility and power in their squad. A couple transfers and other various bits and bobs before I wrap up now. Starting with Ukrainian superstar Alexander Zinchenko, as he joins Arsenal from Manchester City. A great pickup for Arsenal because of his reliable versatility. Plays on the left for Ukraine and then he plays left back for Manchester City. He's a great pickup. Paulo Dybala will start new ground at Roma. Will he be able to find his peak form under Jose Mourinho? MLS's finest, Julian Gressel, joins Vancouver from DC United, while in the Premier League, DJ Spence will join Tottenham Hotspur from Middlesbrough. Rangers star Calvin Bassey is off to Ajax, which I think is a great move for his career. Runner-up in the Europa League, now with one of the best teams in the Netherlands. He's promising. Joining Lorenzo Insigne, fellow Italian Federico Bernardeschi joins Toronto FC. And guess what? He's already scored his first goal. Speaking of first goals in the MLS, Gareth Bale is finally off the mark. U.S. men's national team right back Shaq Moore joins Nashville from Tenerife. Finally, Junior Sambia makes his move to Salernitana from Montpellier. As the season starts, be sure to come back right here for more news and unique content. Be sure to follow my Instagram account at World Soccer Report. That's at symbol World Soccer Report, all one word. And if you were listening in on the radio, be sure to check out my Spotify show archives by searching up on Spotify, The World Soccer Report, not all one word. While you're there, be sure to click the link in my Spotify show description to find out how you can support the show. Thank you for listening, and as always, thank you to Radio St. Pete Online for being my home base here on the show. This has been the World Soccer Report, and I'll see you at the game.